On the line, we are joined by Professor Keith Engel, who is the CEO of the South African Institute of Taxation. Good afternoon, Prof. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Seems to be a quiet day on the roads out there.
Very much so, Prof. And we'll hopefully may that continue that way. But Prof, talking about anxiety, which some South Africans are feeling today, I know when it comes to July, and I'm speaking on behalf of many other South Africans, that when it comes to tax season, that causes somewhat of a lot of anxiety for some South Africans. Now, I saw that there have been some changes this year to the tax season from SARS. Should we be anxious? What should we be feeling?
Well, no, I think the changes are trying to make things easier for you.
Good.
So if you're anxious, you're anxious because you've always been anxious. So one is anxious. If the key to being figured whether you're anxious or not is whether you've withheld enough. Mm. So most people have withheld enough. Some people get smart and they try to save money by not withholding enough, and then it's always anxious. But most people, when it comes to this season, they've overpaid and they're hoping to get a refund.
Sure, sure. So, Prof, what should we be doing, me, you, and other South Africans, in terms of getting ourselves ready for submitting our tax returns?
Well, most people are just employees. So,
right.
And if you're an employee, a lot of you are now getting, if you're fairly straightforward, your average middle class person is going to get an auto assessment.
Right.
And the auto assessment will show whether you owe money or you get a refund. So when you get that auto assessment, you then go online and then you want to just check to see whether that's right. Because, again, you might get a refund, but now it's not as big as you wanted. Or even if you owe money and they say you're getting a refund, you may not want to take it because they can come back to you a few years later. So if you get an auto assessment, you are supposed to check it. And then if you're fine with it, you're silent and then they give you a refund if you're entitled to one. Or you can contest it. But before you, so that's one set of group. The other group of people have to file returns.
Right.
So if you're a provisional taxpayer or, you know, you want to make adjustments to that auto assessment, you file a corrected return. And that you can do all the way up for like October 23rd or so. So that's the usual route. The key problem is when you're getting your tax returns together, if it's fairly simple on the auto assessment, well, that's great. You're done. Get your refund. Make sure it's right. And increasingly, the SARS has made it easier for you because at one time you used to get a lot of documents together. Now, a lot of the documents are on the pre-populated form.
Interesting.
So it's a big thing. I mean, I must say that, you know, having been in the United States a little bit, the U.S. system is not nearly as advanced as the South African one.
Interesting.
So a lot of the stuff is on the form. And if you're fairly simple employee, you don't have any deductions, you know, you can do your medical aid will be seen. Maybe you earn a little interest money from the bank account or a little bit from an insurance company.
Is that your IT3B?
IT3B, man, you know a lot more than you let on. And so, you know, so they'll pre-populate that sort of stuff. Your expenses, usually, if you've got legitimate claims, there you usually is where you're going to have to make your own adjustments for people. And then you've got to get your own documentation. So the big challenge always in tax returns is not just getting it done, but also, you know, getting the documentation together to the extent you want to prove sort of deductions. And then that becomes a bigger pain. So, that's really where the struggle is. Go ahead.
No, thank you, Prof. No, you've given us a hell of a lot of information there. Thank you for that. I just want to ask, and I'm asking because not only as a radio presenter, but also I want to know for myself, is what's the difference between a provisional taxpayer and a regular taxpayer?
So a provisional taxpayer usually doesn't, the money they're earning is not usually mostly non-salary.
Right.
So if you're self-employed,
okay,
then a provisional taxpayer has to make two payments a year.
Okay.
They make a provisional payment. So this is the way they do it is they pay 6 months into the year, then they pay another payment at the end of the year, and then when tax season comes around, it's a final return that they make an adjustment. So it's up to them to have to make estimated payments based on what they think they're going to make during the year, and then they make a final payment. And if their estimates are too low, they'll have penalties. So usually you don't want to make your estimates too low. So if you are not in that group, unless you start doing a lot of consulting and that kind of thing on the side.
Interesting. So you know, there might be the temptation that you see the auto assessment and you just think to yourself, you know what, let me just click accept and move on with my day and it all looks okay.
Yeah.
should we fall into that trap, or should we actually, you know, take the time to speak to experts and to make sure that things have been done correctly?
Well, I think, yeah, so it depends how simple you are. If your returns are very easy, you know, you can look at the return and it's fine. You don't have to. Thing is, if you have things like, let's say you see something that they should have caught on those IT3Bs and not there. Well, you want to make sure that you report it to them, because otherwise it's going to come back to you a few years later. But right. Generally, if it's simple returns and you don't have any real deductions to claim, then you really don't want to do too much. Where you want to go to, sometimes what people do, and a lot of practitioners do this at site, is that you might say, look, can you please check my auto assessment for me and see whether I'm entitled to claim anything more? And so, you know, but when you do it, they're going to want to know something before they get involved. They kind of go, look, what are your expenses? They'll probably know what are your typical expenses that will come up. So there are certain employee expenses, like you can depreciate your computer and those kind of things. And and a good practitioner should be able to tell you, look, here's what's generally on the auto assessment. Now, you know, because they usually want to charge for that, because it's going to take them time to go through the whole thing. They'll give you a quick check and they'll say, here's our five items. These five items are fairly common. And you go, yeah, and the revenue service won't be able to see that on their systems, you see. So what the SARS can't see, those are typical items. You say, well, I think I want to file a return because I'm entitled to a bigger refund, or I don't money, as they say. And so then you'll go over there. If you see something funny in the number, you'll want to pull in a practitioner at that point.
Sound advice from an expert in the taxation field. Prof. Keith Engel, many, many thanks for your time. And, you know, from us at Chai FM, good luck for tax season next month. I'm sure it's going to be a busy one for you in the months after that as well. But many, many thanks for your time and for your expertise. And we really do appreciate it. That was Professor Keith Engel, from the CEO of South African Institute of Taxation.